I don't know if you know this, if you haven't seen it online, but our mate Risey here, Tanya, had a tragedy the other day, didn't he? A near-death experience.
It was, yep.
Well, there was no shark when he was out surfing, but there was a blue bottle, wasn't there?
Yes. Went for a quick little surf on Tuesday. Oh, wait. Yeah, I can say that. Tuesday. My wife won't be listening right now. Told her I'd come straight home after work. Didn't.
Locked the kids in the cupboard and went for a surf.
But yes, did go for a surf. The nor'easter was kind of up, so I was paddling out. Literally hadn't even seen a blue bottle. Bang, straight on my arm. So it just wrapped around like kind of my bicep.
That's what God does when you lie to your wife.
That's right. That's right. Obviously, God sent that blue bottle to sort you out.
So it's karma. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Anyway. Bang, got me. And yeah, just wrapped around my arm. It was only like, it wasn't huge or anything.
Yeah.
But enough to, you have to like rip the tentacles off.
Yeah.
And then I kept surfing because I don't get a lot of time to surf.
Even less when the fourth baby comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that.
There's not a cupboard big enough to lock four in, mate.
So then, yeah, so surf for another hour, came out, and then it was just like welting. And I was like thinking, geez, I probably should have done something about that straight away. So yeah, didn't. And then, but I threw it up on Facebook and said, hey, what's the best cure for a blue bottle thing these days?
Was the majority of replies we on it?
I offered.
Yeah.
Tanya said, I'm drinking 2 litres of water and I'll be over straight away.
There
that's
you go.
What friends are for.
That's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. I can point out too, from fishing experience,
yeah.
A little bit more embarrassing when a woman does helps you out rather than a guy.
Yeah, I'm worried about the aim. Like.
Yeah,
you just have to lay it out on the ground.
Let's just say, if I could use it in an analogy that would make sense, in my world, if you want to put a fire out, use a hose. But anyway, whatever was at hand, well, Tanya, you're a good friend.
Risey, who are offered me or Steve?
You offered.
There you go.
Someone else did comment say get Steve to wee on it, but it was like I was getting weed on all over the place.
Pretty
but,
much.
But is that the thing? In honestly,
350 comments there was.
Yeah.
And I reckon there was at least 150 urine related comments.
Yeah. 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 That's our go-to. I blame friends. There was an episode of Friends where they did all that business.
Yeah, to Monica or...
I don't know whether it was Rachel or Monica.
I think weeing on Burns were pre-95, mate.
Okay, sorry, but that's my reference.
But I did notice there was a lot of different options.
Like
there was
what?
No, like, vinegar, there was Rub Master Foods pasta sauce on
yeah.
it.
That,
yeah. No joke.
That, yeah.
It had to be Master Foods brand.
Oh, it's got to be Master Foods. Yeah.
And there was plenty of, like, because back in the day I thought it was, like, ice, but then it's, wait, no, don't do cold water, do hot water. And it has to be a certain degrees. Other people were saying vinegar, then other people were yelling at those people that said vinegar and said, do not do vinegar.
Really?
And then someone else said, yep, I can do vinegar. And they're like, do not do vinegar.
Well, can we throw it out? 1-333-53.
That's our phone number, 1-333-53. What is the best cure for a blue bottle
Yeah,
thing?
Because I've always been of the opinion, apart from urine, that vinegar, like you go up north, as I was over the holidays, they've got vinegar stations.
Yes.
Yes, they do for the
So there must be something in the vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar, it makes it sting as harmless. that it almost makes you pass out so you don't realise that you've been stung.
Right.
So no, yeah, vinegar, like on the boat, it was a vinegar. There was also a thing came out called Stingos. We all know Stingos.
You've heard
it or whatever that. With Stingos. This is what we had on the boat ready, but there was always pee, always wee on it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
And what gives instant relief? Out of all those things we're talking about, what gives the instant relief?
The warmth of the wee.
You reckon?
And both wins because you get relief from the pain and the bloke relieves himself.
Yeah.
So everyone's relieved.
I didn't mention to you guys as well, but it would have been a maybe 30% of people also said concrete.
Yeah, harden
that
up.
I needed to harden up a little
really?
Bit.
Yeah.
And then other people were saying, yeah, like cups of cement. A few people said just have a six-pack of beer.
Okay, well, let's talk to Dr. Scott.
Okay.
A real doctor.
A real doctor, unfortunately.
Oh,
who has
good.
Done research on this very subject. Thank you for calling, Dr. Scott.
Yeah.
What is the best option?
So the research was done in Newcastle by Jeffrey Isbister, who still works at the Martyr.
Yeah.
And it was done at several Newcastle Surf Life Saving Clubs.
Yeah.
And the answer is 42 degrees hot water.
That's right.
42 degrees.
Now, Doctor, can I ask you what temperature we is?
Ooh, that wouldn't be far off.
Exactly.
Well, it'd be up there in the 30s because that's our body temperature. So I'd imagine we would have to be around 36.6.
And that's why it
your
works.
Core body temperature is a little bit more than that. So it'd probably be 38, 39.
Perfect. There you go. So that's why it works, which is what I said at the start. It's the warmth.
Yeah, so yeah, until you've got a kettle close by, we is your next option, Dr. Scott.
It's got to be a pretty good friend, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yes, you're right.
There was something, Doctor, about being on the trawlers, though, when someone did get sting. I couldn't tell you. You never ran out of people offering.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the stage fright problem, though. Eh?
Oh. And, Dr. Scott, what about vinegar? Because a lot of people were saying vinegar doesn't work on a blue bottle sting. Would that...
So vinegar's good for the old North Queensland Irukandji. But not very good for... blue bottles. Because the blue, a different type of toxin.
That's right. The blue bottle versus what we used to call the sea wasp, which is the far north ones, but there's a different name for them. Yeah, you're right. It's a different, completely different sting.
Well, that makes sense.
Box jellyfish is what we know those ones as.
Yes, there you go. Boxes,
Because everywhere in north Queensland, is, as you know, those vinegar stations for the Irukandji. That makes sense.
Which is why when you've got New South Wales people up there weeing, the person's still screaming.
Well, Dr. Everybody else is laughing.
Thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. We spoke to the right person.
There you go.
Keep his number. There's something cool about having a Dr. Scott.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There you go.
Yeah.
We, at the end of the day, is legit.
Yeah. And you could have weed on yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's your arm.
Yeah, true. I would have to have a good flow, though.
All right, enough of that.
You just painted the ugliest picture. But you can't. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think in football terms it's called bubbling. Wasn't there footballers that created bubbling?
Yeah. I do remember a Todd Carney.
I don't know if they created it. They certainly made it famous.